Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Elsa Maria Jakobsdottir, who is presenting her film Atelier in the Future Frame strand of this year's Karlovy Vary Festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Of course.
So the first question is very simple. Would you like to introduce your movie a little bit for our listeners who may not be familiar with it? Feel free to say as much as you'd like.
About the film?
Yes.
Atelier is a short film, a graduation project from the National Film School of Denmark. I graduated 2 weeks ago. So it's a 30-minute short film about a woman seeking solitude and restoration at an isolated house on an island, on a small island, and when she has just settled in, trying to get some peace and quiet, a very demanding noise artist shows up at the house, and that obviously causes a lot of trouble. And then there's, personality war is sort of started, but they have a very difficult time, cohabiting these two women. They're very different.
But I could certainly understand the lead character's need for solitude and silence, and I've felt that many times before. Have you, and was this the inspiration for the movie?
Definitely. I mean, I think that's it's a very relatable, thing. It's a very modern, contemporary thing, and I've been very interested in self-help culture. I really like, this, self-help culture, the yoga and the spandex and the green juice and the right diet and the right meditation and the right, how this is like very also demanding, and it's an almost like a new religion. I thought it was just interesting, and then I've also been very inspired by these Scandinavian interiors, minimalistic interiors, and how they are supposed also to be very beautiful, and they are, and stylish, but they can also be very harsh and merciless.
Absolutely, because actually I was going to ask you about this. Architecture, to me, seemed very important in the shaping of the style and the look of the movie. And would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like it is both. It is both like an external thing and internal thing. Yeah,
very expressionistic statement. Also, the relationship between the two women of the house, I would like to elaborate on.
I think we all need somebody, and that's what I was maybe trying to work with, that this main character, she needs this time out and time alone, but maybe at the end of the day she needs somebody, and this somebody that she's trying to reach on the phone is not there, and then this woman shows up, and she seems to be like really good at something, and she is nice to her, so that maybe starts something in the main character, that being together with somebody and being close to somebody is...
It triggers an unexpected change,
I think.
And what I really admired as well is that this film has very little dialogue, from what I could see anyway. So you get to really feel the atmosphere of the movie in other ways beyond that.
And that has to do with me being Icelandic and studying in Denmark and struggling with the Danish language when I started at school. I wrote more dialogue before I started the school in Icelandic. And then I started school, and just my dialogue translated to Danish was just terrible. And it was so, removed from me, and it didn't work. So it became a challenge for me and a very inspiring restriction to just, okay, then just try to solve, tell a story in a different way. Don't rely on dialogue. Right. And so that has been a big, learning and a big lesson for me.
Yeah. First of all, you mentioned that you're interested in self-help.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about solitude and all of these other things.
Mm-hmm.
So filmmaking, to me, can be a process where sometimes, there's tension within the actual making of a movie.
Yes.
So considering what this film is about, mm-hmm. was there ever a contrast between what was happening behind the scenes where maybe there was a friction in some ways, there was like creative differences? I'm not really sure, but maybe you can elaborate on what the atmosphere was like in the film crew as well. And the quietness of the film and the subtlety of the film.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you ask. Well, this is a film school project, and film school collaborations can be challenging. So
I went to film school myself.
So yes, I definitely experienced challenges, and when you're making a film, you are in this film, put together in a house, and you have to make this work, and figure this out, very different personalities, very challenging personalities.
Yeah.
And so maybe reflected the process
it's
a way.
It's like filmmaking as the therapeutic process in its own right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Of course it is. Yes. And each step of the process is its own thing. It has a start, it has a middle, it has an end, mm-hmm. and then you say goodbye to that stage of filmmaking and move on to shooting and editing.
It's a lot like the story of the film. Then
yeah.
It's so interesting. It's mind blowing, actually. Hey, so we're running out of time,
okay.
But I do want to ask you, what's your experience at Future Frames like in Carlo Vivari?
I'm so glad to be a part of this. It's a big help, for somebody like me, graduated, a couple of weeks ago from film school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. To hit the road with a film right away and being in such a prestigious festival, mm-hmm. and helping, to find audience for the film, and also just to, meet up with the other directors and hear about their experiences,
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.